The parents of 826,000 children are to be asked to share with the Department of Education their views on the type of primary school that they would like their child to attend. It's the largest ever national survey of its kind and will involve the parents or guardians of all children from birth to 12 years of age. For more, we can speak with our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly. Emma, what's the reason for this survey?
Yeah, this is a very significant exercise by the Department of Education, Justin. The reason behind it really is the mismatch that the Department of Education would be acutely aware of. And it's a growing mismatch between the kind of population we have in Ireland now and primary school provision. And if you can look at, say, census and other data, and just to give you two stats, 30% of marriages now, just 30%, take place within the Catholic Church. And yet we have a situation where 90% of our primary schools are Catholic. So the central purpose of the survey is to address this mismatch. But they're also going to be looking at other aspects as well, language of instruction and single-sex versus mixed education. Now, you might say, well, why do we need to go to the bother of surveying every parent of a child under the age of 12 in the country to ascertain their views when we have this census and other data? But the department clearly feels that they need to do this. And a lot of the context behind this would be that Irish families are very attached to their primary schools. We have an excellent primary education system, and the prospect of any kind of change can be a very emotive one.
It's not the first time the Department of Education has tried to get the views of parents. What is different about this latest exercise?
Yes, there were a number of attempts in recent years in various parts of the country, attempts to gauge parental opinion and perhaps persuade communities to perhaps change one Catholic school into multi-denominational patronage. But really, those attempts were plagued by failure in terms of getting change. There was a lot of misinformation put about in one instance in North Dublin, where schools themselves told parents things like, if we change our school, we will no longer be able to celebrate Christmas or Easter or St. Patrick's Day, things like that. So those attempts foundered. And the department announcing this intention 2 years ago, the General Secretary of the department said they had learnt from those experiences and were determined to do things differently this time.
Once all the information is gathered then, Emma, what is going to be done with the findings?
Well, it is hoped, the department hopes, that they will be able to use this information to, as they say, inform future school planning and support more diverse school provision that reflects the values and the needs of modern Ireland. And what that means, really, they'll be thinking of two ways of doing this. The department will be hoping still that it can get some schools to change patronage, but they'll also be looking at the experience of non-Catholic children in our 90% of Catholic schools. And I mean, you know, the vast majority of Catholic primary schools here are hugely inclusive. Teachers work really hard to make sure that children are included, but they have a structural difficulty, and that is the fact that religious instruction and preparation for the sacraments takes place during the school day. And I visited a school, Cornamaddy Community National School, in recent weeks, and this is a school that was a Catholic school, a very inclusive Catholic school, but took the plunge and switched from Catholic to multi-denominational patronage. And I spoke to pupils there and also the principal. And you'll hear now from two pupils, Erdenis and Yasmin, and you'll hear them saying that despite the school's best efforts at inclusion, they felt excluded.
I remember one day I was sitting down while everyone was practicing their songs for the communion and their prayers for the communion. And when they did their prayers in the morning and before leaving school, I felt like, why am I not like a part of them? Why can't they see the goods in me too?
How does that make you feel?
It made me feel sad and disappointed.
I felt excluded when they were doing their communions and we had to do work when they didn't have to do work, when they'd never done work.
How does that make you feel?
Excluded and sad.
Now, Justin, when I was speaking to Erdeniz and Yasmin, the principal of their school, Yvonne Nocton, was sitting in a corner of the room. And Yvonne is principal now, but a few years ago when the school was a Catholic school, she was a teacher. And she told me afterwards that she was really taken aback to hear the children talking in this way when the school had tried so hard to be fully inclusive. You'll hear Yvonne Nocton now.
So I was a teacher, and I was actually a teacher who taught one of the sacraments, confirmation. So I now know that I had children in my class, though how hard I did try hard to make them feel included, that they actually felt excluded. And, you know, that really hits you as a teacher because you're not giving them everything that they need.
Even though you were trying.
Even though you were trying. But I suppose when they're not part of that lesson, you can give them something alternative and you think it's fun, but ultimately what they want to be is part of that lesson with their classmates.
That was Yvonne Nocton ending that report from Emma O'Kelly, and that questionnaire goes live at midday today and will run until December 16th. The time is 8:52.